A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say diseases caused by mosquito, tick, and flea bites more than tripled in the U.S. between 2004 and 2016. The study's lead author said the numbers of some diseases, including Lyme, West Nile, and Zika, have gone to astronomical levels. Dr. Peter Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He wasn't involved in the study, but doctor, your thoughts on the results?
Well, thanks a lot for having me, and I think the Centers for Disease Control is absolutely right. We have seen a big increase in the number of what we call vector-borne diseases, or what they say, diseases transmitted by mosquitoes, ticks, and flea bites. And it's especially a problem down here in Texas. But I think it's also important to point out that the number they're talking about is probably a lowball estimate, an underestimate, because a majority of the diseases transmitted by vectors, by mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, are actually either not reported or undiagnosed.
Well, so why do you think this is happening? The author, Dr. Lyle Peterson, who's the director of vector-borne diseases at the CDC, declined to link it to climate change. That's a politically fraught phrase for many in Washington right now. But warmth is mentioned as one of the reasons.
Well, so actually what we're seeing here in Texas and elsewhere, especially in the southern United States, is sort of a confluence or a perfect storm of a number of factors. They include poverty. They include shifts in human migrations and transportation. But there's no question that increasing temperatures, longer spring and summers, shorter winters, most likely attributed to climate change, is a huge factor.
Because we're seeing ticks thriving in areas that used to be too cold for them, and hot spells can launch mosquito-borne diseases. What are you seeing there in Texas that is alarming you?
The things that are alarming us are we're seeing, and some of them were barely even mentioned in the report, we're seeing a lot of transmission of a parasitic infection called Chagas disease, which is a parasite of the heart that causes debilitating heart disease and even sudden death. That's transmitted by kissing bugs. We're seeing...
Wait, a kissing bug. I'm sorry. What's a kissing bug?
A kissing bug is we call them reduvid bugs or triatomines. They actually feed on blood, and they're quite common down here in Texas and elsewhere in the southern United States. But then the big one, which again was barely mentioned in the report, is West Nile virus infection. We're seeing lots of deaths from encephalitis and other chronic renal disease from West Nile virus. So this is a serious issue and needs to be better prioritized by our public health agencies.
And how so? Because there's no vaccine to prevent, a mosquito bite. What is the prevention and what aren't you getting?
So here's what we're not getting. First of all, although the Centers for Disease Control can direct a lot of policy, a lot of the hands-on legwork to prevent these diseases is actually done by local, county, and state health departments, and they're terribly underfunded across the United States, especially in the southern U.S. So as a result, they cannot do what we call active surveillance, that is, go into communities and actually look for how many people are affected by either a tick-borne disease or a mosquito-borne disease. So that's a big problem. We also don't have adequate funding for much of the country to do vector control, that actually control these. And then you mentioned vaccines. You're absolutely right that we could develop vaccines for a number of these diseases. Our National School of Tropical Medicine is actually working to develop a West Nile virus vaccine and a Chagas disease vaccine, but the funding is very meager. These diseases in the U.S. tend to fall through the cracks.
Well, you say you're seeing something new there. Some of the other 9 new germs spread by mosquitoes and ticks that have been discovered or just introduced, the Heartland and Bourbon viruses, is part of maybe the jump in the numbers that people maybe are going to get tested when they have symptoms they don't understand?
The other big problem that we're having is training of healthcare professionals. Many medical schools are not even teaching about these diseases. Nurses and nurse practitioners and other healthcare providers are not educated about these diseases. Very few physicians these days are going into infectious diseases anymore, in part because the salaries are quite low compared to other specialties. So this problem is going to get worse before it gets better.
Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, will link you to the CDC report on the number of diseases spread by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. Fleas, plague. Dr. Hotez, thank you so much.
Okay, all the best.